Trump slams Somali migrants, fix your own country. By Neil Munro on December 2, 2025. Somali migrants should go home to fix up their own country, President Donald Trump told his cabinet meeting on Tuesday. They come from hell and they complain and do nothing but bitch about Americans in America, he said, adding, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Trump's comments will likely prompt Democrats to defend Somali migrants amid the growing evidence of widespread theft, embezzlement, migration fraud, and welfare cheating by many of the almost 100,000 government-imported Somali migrants in the state. There is so much evidence of organized crime that even the New York Times noted that Somali refugees who came to the United States after their country's civil war were raised in a culture in which stealing from the country's dysfunctional and corrupt government was widespread. I don't want them in our country, Trump told his cabinet meeting, adding. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, I can say it about other countries too. We have to rebuild our country, Rep. Ilhan Omar, DMN, is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place, Somalia, great. These are people that do nothing but complain. Trump's criticism of the migrant Somali population and the prior federal policy of importing many unskilled Somali migrants comes amid growing evidence that many leading Somalis embezzled more than $1 billion from various aid and welfare programs for autistic children, hungry children, coronavirus aid, homebuyers, and sick people. It is difficult for Somali migrants to assimilate into the individualistic U.S. culture, which is far different from their clannish, conflict-prone, Islam-dominated nation that has been wrecked by multiple civil wars since the 1970s. Many Americans in the state have noticed the evidence of massive fraud, even as top Democrat politicians deep-six much evidence provided by state officials. Trump's deputies at the Department of Homeland Security have stepped up the arrests of migrants in Minnesota after investigating widespread migration fraud. Many Democrats are downplaying the massive fraud as they defend the Somali leaders who should have exposed the crimes. That defense may alienate swing voters in the upcoming 2026 election. Somali activists and self-proclaimed leaders in Minnesota are also trying to divert attention and to portray migrants as victims.